It's Tuesday, the 19th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Today is the final day of voter registration for the November regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia says that just over 19,000 new voters have registered since the 4th of August. With voter apathy a recurring challenge in local polls, officials are now hoping for stronger participation this year. The ECN's Chief Electoral and Referenda Officer, Peter Sharma.
There will be no extension. Therefore, I'm urging the following eligible voters. For those who missed the opportunity to register during the 2024 GRV, for those who have turned 18 years after last year's GRV, for those who moved from one constituency to another, and for those who qualify to register in a local authority. Because if you miss the opportunity, there will be no other opportunity. Whoever is found on the queue, come 19 hours, our team will make sure that they finish them.
The Independent Patriots for Change Party has condemned Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa's decision to remove the Katima Mulilo Town Council. The party argues the move, made under Section 92 of the Local Authorities Act, is unconstitutional, threatens democratic governance, and risks setting a precedent for political interference in local authorities. Here's the IPC spokesperson, Emmanuel Mulunga.
The councillors, however wrong they may be, they are representatives of the people through the ballot, and if to be removed, they should be removed through the normal channels that should be followed. One, coming from the political parties can recall such delegated individuals and not an appointed minister to take the law unto himself and violate the constitution. That is what we are against. But if there are other issues the minister has, since the majority of those councillors are swapo councillors, you cannot then turn issues around your infighting and bring them forth and violate the rules and undermine the constitution.
South Africa's Competition Commission has taken its rand manipulation case to the Constitutional Court, appealing a ruling that dismissed charges against several banks. The hearing, running until Friday, intends to revive allegations that 13 banks rigged the rand-dollar exchange rate between 2007 and 2013. Meanwhile, Future Forex has called for substantial fines on banks found guilty to prevent future currency rigging. CEO Harry Scherzer told Newsroom Africa Heavy 50 penalties will deter future rand manipulation.
Whatever's put forward as the fine needs to be something which really hurts the banks, because that's going to be the deterrent we need. So I think the heftier the better, quite frankly. This needs to be something that actually hurts their bottom line. So they look at it for years to come and think that's something we'll never do again.
Staying on the continent, the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has condemned the killing of 52 civilians by rebels of the Allied Democratic Forces group in eastern Congo. 8 women and 2 children were among the victims of the attack, which occurred between 9 and 16 August.
Local sources say fighters of the Allied Democratic Forces burnt homes and killed 52 civilians. The UN peacekeeping mission says the killings constitute a serious violation of international humanitarian law. It has urged Congolese authorities to conduct a thorough investigation and bring those responsible to justice. The Allied Democratic Forces is an Islamist militia that's originally from Uganda. The DRC and Ugandan armies have been conducting joint operations against them since 2021, but the killings have continued. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And a virtual European leader summit is taking place today in response to White House-Ukraine meetings. 7 European leaders held talks with Volodymyr Zelensky and Donald Trump on Monday in Washington to discuss security guarantees and a possible bilateral summit between the Ukrainian and Russian presidents.
The 27 European Union heads of government are going to discuss the consequences of the meetings at the White House, with Emmanuel Macron and Friedrich Merz among those EU leaders who will report to the rest of the bloc, having attended the discussions about the conflict at the White House in person. There will also be a coalition of the willing video call to outline which countries might offer what in terms of security guarantees for Ukraine after a peace accord has been signed. The British Prime Minister and French President will co-chair that call. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na, or on our various social media platforms, Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.